On this show, eliminating subconscious blocks to success and or failure with Julie Turner. Welcome to our show again this week. We've got a very special guest, a hypnotherapist and performance coach, Julie Turner. And I'd like to get right down to it. So I'm going to kind of buzz you in if I can. There we go. And I'm hearing already feedback. So I'm going to get rid of the speakerphone. There we go. I'm assuming you can hear me, Julie?
I can hear you. How are you today, Michael?
Awesome. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us this week. It's a very, very important topic. Anyone who does any therapeutic coaching or work at all is faced almost daily, if not personally, at least with their patients and clients and students, with low self-esteem, issues of worthiness. And that's really the crux of everything. When someone is performing a little bit or underachieving, I like to use that term. It may sound judgmental, but I don't care. And we set our own goals, hopefully, for ourselves anyway. The crux of the matter is self-esteem. The crux of the matter is worthiness. And a lot of people, I won't say all of them, but a good chunk of them, in my experience over the years, have had self-esteem issues, low self-esteem, am I worthy issues. And I've used technology, spiritual technologies, and traditional, if you want, traditional therapy to help guide them through any issues and hopefully clear them up. I like to use the term heal them. But really, it's up to the client to first face the issues. So I'm going to take a shortcut for our viewers. It's sort of up to us as therapists to explore with our clients the issues, the origins of the issues. I'm using layman's terms, obviously, and then to find solutions that work for everybody. I'd like to hear from you, and I'm hoping you'll share with us what your methods are or how you approach. Let's say someone comes to you, or you've screened someone. I don't know if you do that, but you've spoken to someone. They're either sitting in your chair, or you're doing a Skype, if you will. And what do you do? Where do you go?
Thank you so much, Dr. Michael. I love what you just said, and I love the way that you worded it, actually, because you didn't speak in definitives. And that is a really big thing for me. I have a lot of clients who see me, and they have claimed all these definitives about themselves, about life in general, and that is the very first step of a block. You know, when you've claimed that I have this, I am this, you know, it's a definitive, and you make it true to yourself, right?
Yes.
Sometimes those are protective mechanisms that we like to hide behind, and sometimes they are just not understanding how the mind works, which, you know, that's not their job at that point, it's mine, which is fine. The other thing that you mentioned is goals. You just briefly went over goals, and, you know, everybody sets their own goals, of course. I love to help people set goals, but then take another level, as I'm sure you do as well, and set standards in their lives so that those goals are achievable reoccurringly and on a daily basis, as opposed to white-knuckling through to the goal.
Very good. I love that, because more often than not, we ourselves set, I don't want to say our standards, but our goals a little bit unrealistically. In the olden days, I used to say, or we used to say, shoot for the moon. And often for me that worked. If I aimed a little bit higher than what I'm aiming for, I'd at least get something in between. But the downside to that, as you probably know and have witnessed either firsthand or with your clients, is it can be frustrating. It could be a little bit depressing. It could make you feel downtrodden if you don't hit that moon, or if you don't, whatever. And it's like, how can a person go from point A to point Z? You know, we've got so many steps in between, so why not? That's what I love about what you just said. You know, take more bite-sized pieces as opposed to like the whole steak or the whole meal deal, if you will.
Right, and really the point around it is that often we set a goal, and let's say that goal, say we're talking business and it's a financial goal, and what that means is you have to do these certain things to hit that financial goal, and you just head down and you do it, but you don't change anything else about your life on a permanent basis. You just head down and go for this goal, and then when you've gotten the goal, if you do, which, you know, sometimes we do, then you kind of take this deep breath of, oh my goodness, and then everything falls apart, and you're
exactly.
like, but I was doing so good.
Because you haven't built a base.
Exactly.
And what would that base be, or that series of bases be?
So what's that? What is my series of bases?
What would the stack of bases, if you will, the foundations, what would they be based on? What would the bases be based on? That sounds really weird, but I think you get my question.
I do. Well, because I myself am a hypnotherapist as well, and I am a life and business coach. So what I tend to do with people is what I first do. So the original question you asked me, maybe I'll answer that now, just to be fair. When somebody's sitting in my office or on Skype or Zoom, I ask them if there's any behaviors that they've noticed or feelings that they've noticed reoccurring in their life that tend to frustrate them, get in their way.
Yes.
And most of us have one of those, if not multiples. So we briefly discuss that. Behaviors that are around that, so I can get back to, I'll tell my personal story because, of course, there's no confidentiality around my own personal story. Behaviors that go with that, and then we kind of shelf that topic. And I do a visualization, a hypnosis around visualizing what they want in their life. And then we kind of work backwards. You want that. What does it look like? Why do you want that? What is your motivation? And what do we need to look at in your life that needs to be different so you can have that? So every individual is different. And I don't have a prescription that I give to people. If you go out and you do these things, you will have success, because the fact is that every different person is different. Sorry to be redundant there. And success looks very different to each person. So, and what's really cool about that, and I'm sure you'll agree with me here, our conscious mind believes success to be something that we've heard success is. So it's the big house, it's the car, it's the money, whatever the case may be, that's success. Except it's not to you or me. You know, possibly my version of success is a loving relationship in a position, in a job or a career that I love. And the two don't actually, they're not congruent. So it's really hard to get that other version of success because it's not what you really want.
Yes.
Your subconscious mind is telling you stories about what's going to happen when you get there. So that's a slightly different topic again. We could go on forever. But the visualization tells the person what they actually want and what that's going to look like to them. And then we make it really clear and make a story around it. And that story has the goals and the standards in it. So where do we need to go from there? And then I give them the toolkit to actually implement those standards and those goals. So we can do a visualization and send them on their way. That's great. Now you know what it looks like. But without coaching to support them to get that,
exactly.
I think we're only doing half a job. So.
Exactly. Many people today, I don't mean to sound judgmental, but again, it's coming from experience. I'm sure you've experienced this as well. Someone will come in all good faith to you or to me and expect after one session, maybe even the preliminary meeting, if you will, that we tap a magic wand on their head and they go away and they're cured or they're fixed or whatever, and it's like they don't realize that they've accumulated likely over time layers of issues. And I remember when I first moved out here about 25 years ago, the popular term was peeling back the layers of the onion or something to that effect. And it pushed my buttons at first. I didn't like the sounds of it, but I found over time it to be relatively accurate. It said no sooner do maybe the client, does the client, if you will, heal or face an issue and then lets it go, then that opens up a whole other thing for the next layer, and so on and so forth. So I liken it to an exciting journey, especially if they've, you know, had serious issues, serious traumas. I'm guilty of not taking on really serious clients. I didn't personally feel equipped. I probably am and was, such as rape, such as assault. I didn't feel comfortable with that sort of thing. And I thought, well, I best move them on to a different therapist or a different person to deal with that. But we're not playing around here. These are serious. They can potentially be very serious issues. And oftentimes, I'll use the term victim, although constantly I'm saying to my clients, patients, and students, you're not a victim. But there are victims of rape, there are victims of assault. You didn't ask for it. I don't like in the New Age movement, and there's the school of thought, oh, you brought it to yourself. Oh, your thoughts made that happen. And it's like, no, I'm sorry. It probably wasn't even karma. It's like this and this happened. Who cares about the reasons why? Let's deal with it. Let's heal it together, if you will. And I'm excited to hear about or to elaborate on what you were just speaking about, because these are very, very crucial tools for people. It's not an instant solution. I love giving them homework and sending them on their way. And
always homework.
Yeah.
Always have to have homework.
Yeah, and it's so important. And the clients that don't come back to me, I know either they weren't really sincere or they want that instant gratification or whatever. Or I'm just not the therapist for them, and that's fine. You know, hopefully they do find the right one that will, you know, synchronize with their beliefs and energies and whatever.
Yeah.
Can you share with us some sort of visualization or exercise or something off the top of your head that people might resonate with out there?
Okay, absolutely. The one thing that I wanted to mention about what you were just saying, you know, when a client does come and they come for one session and they're hoping for a cure, so to speak, whatever that case may be, often they get awareness and they get to see things that they had never understood before about themselves.
Yes.
But again, it's so important for people to understand that awareness is just the first step.
Yes.
And we love to support you in that and to supply that for you, to guide you to that. But if you leave it there, your life is not going to change. And then it's going to be possibly even more frustrating for you because you're like, okay, but I know now. How come nothing's changing? Because you're not doing the work.
Absolutely.
You are. So I was sharing with you just before we came on, Dr. Michael, that I've been developing a new process to put my clients through. And in my brilliance, I thought, well, maybe I should run myself through this process and see, you know, like exactly what it feels like and how it works. And the beauty of being a hypnotherapist that loves to record herself, I can do that. So I can record a hypnotherapy and then put myself through it.
Yes.
And, you know, I get to go like a client and through the visualization. So I was doing that. And the first step is in conscious mind, when we're having a conversation, is there something that is reoccurring in your life that is very frustrating, like that you're often saying the words, I always feel guilty, or I'm always sad, or I'm always frustrated, whatever the case may be. So I'm like, okay, first step, what's that for me? And for me, it was, and throughout my whole life, I've always experienced either the feeling of not being valued or not being loved. And they're the same thing, they just are in different applications.
Yes.
Valued to be in your work life, possibly, where loved tends to be more of a romantic or even family. So it's like, okay. And then the next step is, what behaviors come up when that happens, when I get triggered that way? And you can play along with me, Dr. Michael, if you like, if there's something that's coming to you like, oh, yeah, I have one of those. So some of the behaviors that come up alongside of that are the number one for me is I shut down. If you don't value me, if you don't love me, I'm going to give you nothing. I am
right.
a wall. I'm a brick wall. And what that does in turn is actually make me less valuable.
Yes.
So you're actually bringing on the thing that you don't want to happen.
Exactly.
And people do that. So let's throw guilt in there. Say you feel guilty, and I'm not one that feels terribly guilty. Like, I do feel guilty when I do something wrong, but I don't carry guilt around with me on a daily basis. Unnecessary guilt. So let's say you do feel guilty, though. It's like, okay, I want to release the feeling of guilt. I don't want to bring that with me everywhere I go. But then you're like, your body actually tends to crave the emotions that we get used to.
Yes.
So now your body's like, something's missing. Something's missing here. And then you actually put yourself in a situation where you're going to feel guilty. And then you get that feeling and it's like, oh, I'm home again. Oh, back into that loop.
Exactly.
So the homework that I would give in that case is recognize the different behaviors that come up when you have that emotion. And write them down, write down those different behaviors that you want to eradicate. And then we make behaviors in session that you want instead. So whatever the overarching theme is, so of course for me, I want to feel valuable. And that's, I'm the only one that can give that to me.
Yes.
Just like you're the only one that can give it to you. So the overarching theme of the visualization and the hypnosis is that I am valuable. Not that I want it, I am it.
Excellent.
And when I feel valuable, I will fill in the blank, whatever the case may be for you. So those are some tools that I use. And I do a very simple hypnosis around that, and it's a very repetitive one. I record it for the client, I send it with them because they can listen to that every day.
Perfect.
And then they can, it actually, our brains get used to certain messages.
Yes.
And even though we learn so much in our childhood, we can break that cycle and we can relearn, but it's not going to take one session. It's not going to take one time of hearing it. You heard something, in my case, for 40 some years, whether it's coming from inside your head or outside, it's still, you're hearing it. So of course it's not going to take one session of me hearing it and 40 years is eradicated. That's unrealistic. So you're going to have the awareness and you're going to feel better. But now the homework starts.
Perfect. One of my favorites is, and I heard this a lot in the past, I'll be so happy when.
Right.
And
right.
I'm not even going to go there because it just aggravates me. Just to hear that. It's like, but why not just be happy now? And then we delve deeper and go through that. We're going to pause very briefly for meditation. And hopefully a promo. So everybody, I want you to all sit back and relax, and we'll be back in a moment.
Source is omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent. Source is everywhere. There is no place Source is not, therefore, where we are, Source is. Source is peace, love, joy, harmony, creativity, higher intelligence, wisdom, and just as the sun beam is an extension of the sun, so too are we. Just as the waves upon the ocean are individualized extensions and expressions of the whole ocean, so too are we perfect, whole individualizations of Mother, Father, God. We already are perfect in the mind of the universe, as the mind of the universe is perfect within us. Right here and right now, in this energy of pure perfection that we are one with, we affirm and we declare that whatever is put out is mirrored back to us, for we are one with the all. An exterior face of love and joy and of bliss reflects our feeling and extension and expression of love, joy, and bliss. We know not where the looking glass begins nor ends. We simply are. and we attract to us only creativity, only peace, love, and joy, for that is what we radiate out now and unto forevermore. These words are the law of the universe and already are in the mind of God. We release this word, letting us be in love, joyous, in the creative process now and unto forevermore, letting it be so, and so it is, and so it is. Listen and watch Fridays to my podcasts and webcasts on Spotify, iTunes, SoundCloud, Mixcloud, Spreaker Radio, Blog Talk Radio, Anchor FM, Facebook, YouTube, and Stitcher.
And we're back. I hope you all enjoyed that. I want to wrap up for this session, for this program. I know we're going to be back next week with you again. I'm so glad you've agreed to come back 2 weeks in a row. Maybe it's some kind of record for us, but I'm grateful, and we're certainly going to expand on what we've been talking about a little bit more next week. Same time, same channel. But let's say folks want to get in touch with you. What's the easiest and or best way?
The easiest way is julieturner.ca. That's my website, and it has my phone number. You can email me through it. You can check out my Facebook. So julieturner.ca will get you to me no matter what you prefer.
Perfect. Perfect. And I know there are people sitting out there listening to this or watching it, because I'm going to post this a little later on YouTube. Yes, we're video recording at the same time. And there are folks out there just, they want to pick up the phone, or they want to email, or they want to text you, or they want to do it. So do it. It's so little effort. It sounds like I'm on one of those TV evangelist guys, phone in now, or one of those guys from PBS. But I really mean that. I certainly don't have to advocate for you, Julie. You're doing fine. But I really, every guest I have on my show, I believe in. And this is a winner. Julie is also a winner. And if you have any kind of issues you'd like kind of cleared up, tightened up, resolved, she's the person for you, and I highly recommend Julie. Julie, I was going to say, I always say this, that's why I almost said it again. Will you come back soon? Will you come back next week?
I will be back next week. Thank you so much for asking, Dr. Michael. I look forward to it.
Same, and the time goes so quickly, but I believe we did a lot. We covered a fair amount in this show. I want to thank you, of course, Julie, and our listeners and viewers out there for tuning in. Remember, we're here every Friday, 12:30 p.m. Pacific, 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time on Blog Talk Radio, YouTube, just Anchor FM, just about every single platform there is out there. So you can't miss us. We're going to nag you. We're going to aggravate you until you take action for your own happiness and health. We're going to aggravate you for your own happiness.
Right.
Until next time, everybody, peace and richest blessings.
Join me now, Reverend Dr. Michael Leike, on a journey towards oneness with our higher self and a life of being all that we can be. Thank you.